and as a focus experience for how a person might want to spend his life in the light of that Christian tradition. One of the prayer experiences within the exercises is the so-called examen, E-X-A-M-E-N, a method of reviewing one's life against the teachings and example of Jesus Christ. The word examen was coined by Ignatius to designate a prayerful way of reviewing one's life as part of the exercises. As this prayer form appears within the context of the exercises, its purpose is to teach people how to examine their lives in order to recognize the discrepancies between how they have lived and how they ought to live as serious Christians. Now, in the exercises, there are two forms of this examen prayer. One is called the particular examen, and the second is called the general examen, particular and general. The purpose of the particular examen was to help the man or woman making the full exercises or exercises in an adapted form to zero in on those recurring sins and failures that seriously interfered with living an authentic Christian life, ranging from sins, for example, like gluttony and anger, a person lived to eat, or a person found himself or herself uncontrollable in anger, vindictive, harboring a hatred or a resentment and not being able to get rid of it, or a habit of lying, dissembling the truth, fudging one's own responsibility, or jealousy, or social attitudes like prejudice against a particular race or ethnic group. These are all what we call aberrations. They are deviations from the Christian idea of moderation, of tolerance, of acceptance, of understanding, of patience, of a certain equanimity of heart before people and before events. So early in the process of the spiritual exercises, which was the major event, Ignatius saw the importance of confronting habits of self-deception and denial, and then truthfully and systemically uprooting these characteristics or sinful attitudes and actions. Now, when you think of it, that procedure is not particularly of itself only religious. Ben Franklin has a famous letter to his son, for example, in which he talks about a process very similar to the examen, whereby the son would look at a particular problem he has. Maybe he interrupts people in conversation. Maybe he's not attentive to what people say, and therefore he gives a too quick answer. Maybe he's too quick to speak before thinking. And Ben Franklin advises his son that there is a systemic way to begin to isolate these defects and to try to uproot them by becoming conscious of them, and through that consciousness of how they are detrimental to his self-preservation and self-presentation, begins to get rid of them in his life. So the process itself is a process of really self-scrutiny, self-correction, and through that self-scrutiny and self-correction, self-improvement. Ignatius did not have in mind so much self-improvement as much as he did moving more and more into being the loving person that we are intended to be, both towards God and the ways of God, and towards the neighbor. So it is a technique that can be adapted to various circumstances, but when we talk about the particular examen here as it's found in the spiritual exercises, we're talking about the eradication of something that interferes with the kind of life God wants me to lead. The purpose of the general examen, remember we were talking about the particular examen, but the purpose now of the general examen, the overall examen, was to look at the total response of a man or woman living a life attuned.